The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
This commentary is in my book. I wrote it almost 7 years ago, and I believe nothing much has changed regarding this very important issue. On April the 6th, 2005, I felt a sense of revulsion at the extent to which our country and Canada, and now all of Europe, have been poisoned by the intrusion of political correctness. That day, the front page headline in the Sentinel was, quote, "Student protest disrupts job fair," unquote. 200 UCSC student protesters loudly demanded that the military recruiters lawfully participating in the job fair on campus be forced to leave. University administrators actually validated the undemocratic student protest and forced the military recruiters to leave. What should have happened, at the very least, is that the protesters should have been forced to leave, and at best, all of them should have been expelled. The loudmouth pipsqueak inmates are being encouraged to run the asylum, which we the people pay for. In Sunday, May 15th, Sentinel, still 2005, we learned that our own twice-time Mayor Mike Rodkin, longtime UCSC instructor and much too longtime Santa Cruz political activist, publicly complimented the student protesters for evicting the military recruiters. Is it any wonder that new businesses will no longer dream of locating in Santa Cruz? And is it any wonder that we are in a constant budget deficit and our roads are full of potholes because of Mike Rodkin and his ilk running the show for so long? May 21st, 2005, our city will have the first armed services parade initiated by parents of Vietnam veterans and all other veterans. Michael Rodkin, the mayor, has agreed to attend. Mayor, if you have integrity, you cannot have it both ways. Back to the student protesters. You should know that their behavior against military recruiters is being condoned and encouraged in all of the UC campuses, where 85% of the professors are liberal and only 15% are conservatives. And now, in 2011, that imbalance is still the case. This is a fact. University instructor recruiting is in the hands of the left. Political indoctrination has no place in institutions of higher learning, where all sides of issues should be permitted and encouraged in a mutually respecting environment. How many of these loud-mouthed, one-sided teachers and professors of military age will scurry to Canada if we are forced to initiate the draft again? Probably many of them. The same ilk which defends criminals and evildoers and ignores victims' rights and hates the U.S. but enjoys the benefits therefrom. Finally, kudos to the Sentinel for describing fairly and in detail this deplorable situation where military recruiters continue to endure spitting and even bodily injury by student protesters. Why is this behavior permitted? Because not all, but many high school teachers, university, and college professors condone and encourage these actions and have the students do their dirty work for them. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.
The long-requested book of Kay's commentaries is now available for purchase online at our KSCO.com website, right on the homepage, for $24.95 plus shipping and handling, if applicable. Treat yourself to this wonderful book, full of Kay's wisdom, thoughts, and humor. It makes a great gift, and all proceeds support KSCO, your favorite radio station. Go to KSCO.com and buy Kay's book today.